Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, the Senate and the House has put together a gun control package. The Senate's is vastly different than that of the House. I don't know what it looks like. It should not exist. There should be no framework. There should be no compromising going on, because one, what the Senate is describing, and two, what the House is describing would not have stopped what happened in Uvalde, would not have stopped what happened in Buffalo. They already had it in Buffalo. They in New York State, they've got all of the fun, all of those fun lists of gun control in place. And earlier this week, we had some new details that came out of Uvalde, because we were told that these guys were hung up in a hallway, and they didn't have a key, they didn't have a this, or, you know, whatever. Unfortunately, there's this thing called closed circuit television, and the CCTV there shows that law enforcement with ballistic shields and or AR-15 rifles never even attempted to open the door of the elementary school where a gunman barricaded himself in a classroom for 77 minutes while they stood outside. Now, I don't care how you cut it, unless somebody goes back in time and kills the Chinese guy who figured out gunpowder back in whatever century that was, and then goes and kills the guy that figured out how to put that in a tube and make it launch a projectile. Nothing. That's the only kind of gun control they could go back if they could time travel. Sort of a gun abortion, if you will. If they could do that, then some sort of gun control could have stopped Ramos in that classroom. But when you get in there and you sort of like just mind the door for 77 minutes, he's going to do whatever he wants, and it doesn't matter what gun control is in place. What's the name of this newspaper? The San Antonio Express News. They said surveillance footage shows that police never tried to open a door to two classrooms at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in the 77 minutes between the time a gunman entered the rooms and massacred 21 people, and officers finally breached the door and killed him. Now, understand this. When he killed everybody he was going to kill in that room, he became more dangerous at that point because now he could pay attention to the door. Why did they breach it when they did? The whole way you stop a rampage killing is you give them something else to shoot at. You disrupt their pattern. Not disrupting their pattern makes it easier for the rampage killer to do what he's going to do. They also said they were waiting on a key. Turns out that door was unlocked. It's one, you know, it's if the details were not so tragic, it would be funny. At all the little things they keep having knocked down, all their little details to the story, trying to get past the responsibility that is theirs and theirs alone to how this happened. The paper said investigators believe the 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at the school on May 24th could not have locked the door to the connected classrooms from the inside. The doors are reportedly designed with an automatic door locking system, which locks the doors once they are closed. According to the source, the police assumed the door was locked, which means they didn't try it. Which means they were just standing by. Now, whether the door was locked or unlocked would have made no difference since police had access the entire time to a Halligan, which is a crowbar-like tool that could have opened the door to the classrooms even if it was locked. A tactical unit, okay? What makes them tactical is the fact that they can go and get into whatever they need to get into. So if they don't have a key to get into a certain lock, they carry that the Halligan, which is referred to as the master key. And well, that gets into everything. And when you got gunfire going off in a room full of children, then you better be jamming the Halligan in the door sill and pulling back hard and have one officer set to get loud when that goes and have another one behind him set to be loud over his shoulder and just go ahead and blow that perpetrator out of his socks. Instead, according to the Daily Mail, officers were allegedly fumbling with a set of 20 to 30 keys from a janitor's large key ring to the doors of a nearby classroom rather than the one where the shooting was taking place. Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo reportedly spent most of the 77 minutes searching for a master key while the door was allegedly either already unlocked or could have been broken into. Which, of course, it could be broken into. Of course, it could be broken into. This is why lockdowns are stupid. A door can be broken into with a weapon. You just chew it up. Something like an AR getting up against something like a metal door sill, encased, surrounded by concrete. It's going to take a little minute to do that, but there is nothing that is not capable. There's no way that you can't get into it. And, well, the reason all of this happened, all of this gun control they're going to shove down the throats, that Biden's going to be out there. Biden, in the meantime, the Republicans should be looking at Biden and then looking at the Democrats in the Senate and just go, you know what, we're not going to do anything with you because, the president right now is out there calling all these other governors that already have gun control up to their chins, saying, go for more, do it all, ban everything. This isn't good faith. And in the interim, none of that they're discussing in any of these laws they've got, all these bills they have pending or anything, none of that will have anything to do with hardening the classroom, which is the only thing you can do. You've got to take the target and make it so, so expensive to go into that the shooter is going to look for another target, which means he will rampage kill somewhere else. But if you harden the target and it's a school, that means he's not going to kill a bunch of children. So we've already done this with pilots' cockpits. We've done this with banks. We've done this with the school boards. School boards want armed guards. And yet your children cannot be afforded that same proven protection. So I don't know. It speaks for itself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com,
the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, let's have a little bit of real talk. There's a lot of Republicans out there right now that have doubts about Trump running again in 2024. And you hear it often when the conservatives, quote-unquote, gather together. They worry that him going Grover Cleveland could spoil a sure thing, but that's not necessarily so. Whether you love Trump or you doubt him, if you hate him, shut up and go back to the bulwark offices with the other losers. You need to look hard at the facts. We're not supposed to be progressives who let our feels control us. And we need to ruthlessly assess our own potential courses of action when it comes to replacing that desiccated old pervert masquerading as our president. We must look at his downside, but also his upside, and he has one. The fact is that Donald Trump 2024 has a reasonable chance to beat anyone the Democrats launch at him. In 16, he defied the conventional wisdom to crush, Pantsuit, the smartest woman who ever was. And there are a lot of reasons why he might well pummel whatever pea-brain Nimrod the Democrats deploy against him in 2024. But let's look at where all the smart tacticians will look first, at logistics. Because Trump has money, and he has a lot of money. And his supporters now have two campaigns worth of experience instead of the none they had in 2016. He also has his own social media network, as well as a friendly conservative media, and Twitter may even be under free speech advocate Elon Musk by then. And then they can't shut him up again. Then there's the opposition. He faces a clown for an opponent, Grandpa Badfinger. He's the only guy dumb enough to forget how to ride a bike, and some polls already show Trump beating Biden in a head-to-empty-head race 2+ years out. None of those who will be seeking to shiv the crusty-in-chief, send him off to the Sunny Acres so they can grab the Dem nomination is a bigger threat. Kamala Harris? Okay. Supply chain chump Pete Buttigieg. Of course, there's always AOC. And maybe Hillary will step into the ring to get humiliated yet again. All of them are potentially beatable by Donald Trump in 2024. But there's more. I mean, some people so dig Donald Trump that they thought he was going to rise and come back into it in August. He was going to rise and come back into it. And, he's got a lot of charisma. And it's not because he somehow bedazzled them with his magical power to make the Jesus gun people fall in love with him that the ruling caste seems to think he wields. His vision for this country was really quite simple. And absolutely correct. Put America first. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. And what did we get when we didn't get that outcome? Well, we now are experiencing the Democrat vision of empty shelves and bank accounts with Trump's vision of America prosperous, proud, and strong instead of one dropping abandoned allies off C-17s. And that's what people love about him. And it's not just the people with the Donald J. Trump tats and the red hats. Even conservatives who have doubts about Trump going for round three tend to respect him and his achievements. Trump brought a whole bunch of people into the Republican Party who had been repelled by stiffs like Mitt Romney and blunderers like George Bush. Both of them. Guys who, incidentally, never had a job that involved them sweating and certainly looked like they despised anyone who had. Trump nearly single-handedly turned the GOP into the party of the working man because despite his flamboyance and his gold-plated bidets, he generally respected guys who built things, who drove things, and who fought wars. He wasn't fake. He grew up on construction sites. The Tofts and the Puff Boys with their Ivy League degrees scoff at that notion, as if they would ever dirty their dainty paws working. But you can't fake that, not for 7 years. Working folks saw him and saw an unlikely ally. Very unlikely ally. And, and that meant we Republicans suddenly had access to voters that Miracle Whip Mitt could never attract. So you look at the GOP stampede of Latin voters who hate that stupid word, Latinx. They hate being called Latinx. And you have to understand that it would not be possible without Donald J. Trump. Black America coming to the Republican side, not possible without Donald J. Trump. And it's not just his personality that built that loyalty. It was his performance as president. Look at his record, a record that rivaled even St. Ronnie's. Trump presided over the first expansion of wealth for working people in decades. He reversed the stagnation that saw the coastal blue elites growing richer and everybody else getting poorer. And he cut taxes for small business. He jump-started economic growth. Gas prices were low. The stock market was high. And compare and contrast his economic record with that of the ridiculous dust puppet that we're stuck with right now. We didn't have to worry about there being no baby food on the shelf when Trump was in office. And now you need to take out a mortgage at much higher rates than under Trump just to fill up your F-150. And I know because I own one. Just a couple of years ago, the stock market was booming instead of, failing like Brian Tater Stelter on Tinder. In a few weeks, Supreme Court will very likely toss out Roe. And uphold your right to keep and bear arms will vindicate Donald Trump even more then. Trump began the process of rebuilding the military, wrecked after decades of fruitless wars, and most importantly, he did not get us into any new ones. And that matters because the people who like him tend to be the people who either have to actually fight those wars or send their sons and daughters to do it. So, see if you can imagine a Cheney in uniform without laughing at the absurdity of a member of that clan actually personally participating in one of the myriad wars that they love so much as anything other than a distant spectator. But that's not so funny when it's your kid coming home in a box. And Trump got that when no one else in the GOP seemed to. So, the win may not be assured, but if he's the nominee, let's go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has lashed out and blamed President Biden for the deaths of 46 migrants whose bodies were found abandoned in a tractor trailer in sizzling temperatures in a suspected smuggling attempt. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
USA Radio News. More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this could be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery. Ford Motor Company has issued a recall.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall.
That's Ellie Andrews reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I got a quick quiz for you. Can you name the Postmaster General? If you're not some committed left-wing nut job, I bet you don't know. And why would you? Can you name any other Postmaster General besides Benjamin Franklin? Maybe if you were some serious stamp collector. But otherwise, it'd be like having the complete roster of anyone who served as Surgeon General at your fingertips. And yet, the current Postmaster General has become an obsession for the left. Why do you think that is? By the way, current Postmaster General is a man named Louis DeJoy, appointed by President Donald Trump in May of 2020. Democrats have been going absolutely crazy over his existence ever since. Now, when he was appointed, The Democrats hated him simply because he was a Trump appointee. They didn't even know anything about him. But once the pandemic allowed them to move the 2020 election to a mail-in ballot situation, the hatred began. Democrats accused DeJoy of everything from removing mailboxes to deliberately slowing the mail to prevent their votes from counting. And it was all lies, but it was very effective for causing paranoia and distracting from anything they were doing to cheat in 2020. Democrats are always guilty of what they accuse Republicans of doing without fail. They are projectionists, masters of it. Since the left is desperate to keep mail-in voting, and all the tricks of the trade they cooked up last time as part of their plans going forward, they need a bogeyman, and DeJoy is that man. And on Twitter, you'll occasionally see DeJoy trending. There isn't any real reason for it. What could a postmaster general actually do to make news? But the left has to keep the fear and the anger boiling, so they cook up things. They're desperate to replace DeJoy with a left-wing drone of their own so they can actually do the things to disenfranchise Republican voters that they claim the Republicans are doing to them. That you can bet on. And until that time, however, they're going to continue to raise money off of the hatred they created toward Louis DeJoy. Just this year alone, there have been 60 fundraising emails go out from left-wing groups using Louis DeJoy as the motivating factor to give. The Democratic Governors Association sent one reading. First, corrupt Postmaster General Louis DeJoy undermined our USPS, increasing delivery times and doing his best to run this public institution into the ground. Then, in 2020, grassroots Democrats like you created a powerful movement that sent President Biden to the White House and kicked Trump, who appointed DeJoy, out of office. Now, primaries are underway in dozens of states across the country, including Pennsylvania and Oregon. Today, you know, millions of voters will be counting on vote-by-mail options to cast their ballots, but the GOP is attacking mail-in voting, and DeJoy is still sabotaging the USPS. The National Democratic Training Committee had their own reading. They said, look, post offices are one of the most essential parts of our communities. And luckily, they had a plan to save the USPS, but with Louis DeJoy chomping at the bit to derail the post office, we need to buy ourselves more time. Because the biggest threat to Republicans' 2022 election chances is a fully funded post office. And if we can mail everyone a ballot, we can topple Republicans. But if we don't get another 1,075 signatures on this emergency petition, Democrats will be helpless to save the post office and Republicans will win. And if you really don't care about saving the post office, then close this email and walk away. But if you're a proud Democrat, then you'll sign now. Of course, you can't sign the petition without giving them some money. A theme through these panicked emails is how Joe Biden must fire DeJoy. And, of course, he easily could do that, but he hasn't. If you solve a problem, you want your supporters to be absolutely paranoid about how do you fundraise off of them. So when the Democratic Congressional Committee Campaign Committee sends an email declaring for months, Trump's handpicked Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has been pushing a plan to make mail deliveries more expensive and permanently slower. But President Biden has jumped into action to defend our post office and secured a majority of the USPS Board of Governors. You know they're serious about this, right? This hasn't stopped them from proclaiming that this development is huge. It's just huge. With President Biden's nominees in control of the Postal Service, Louis DeJoy's days could be finally numbered. Democrats are doing exactly what they want. They raise a ton of money and position themselves to seize control over the Postal Service while claiming it's somehow heroic. A mini Reichstag fire, if you will. But not till they're done using it to drain every last drop of cash from the suckers who support them. And this is the template that they do. They create the bogeyman. In this case, it's the Postmaster General. I never knew the Postmaster General had this much power. Never knew it. Apparently, he's a very powerful man. Then they demonize him. They make it out like this is the cause of all of our issues. And then they get out and say, if we could only have this. And in the interim, every one of these people that are chipping money into this, right? They're going to the same gas pumps you're going to. They're going to the same grocery store and get three bags of groceries that cost $130 that you're doing. Some of them probably live in cities where they have to worry about being robbed on their way back from the grocery store and buying gas. Or maybe they have to have their worry about having their car, not their car stolen because you know, the car's not worth anything now, it's the gas. Yeah. And right now, you know, I've been listening to the news the whole time. I'm listening, like, to the first part where they're saying, well, this will be something that saves lives, this gun control, this bipartisan gun control. There's no gun control in it. There's no gun control in it. As long as there's 18-year-old men, there's going to be 18-year-old rampage killers. Because they have been, hey, you know, they were 16 when all this started, when all of this, you know, social... antisocial stuff started, where we started staying home and not doing anything and not actually facing a virus. So they've been, you know, they've been marinating for 2 years. And if they can't go buy one, so what? They'll just get one at their house and shoot somebody on their way. Kill their whole family on their way. It is unstoppable unless you harden a target. But they're going to tell you that this is going to make a difference. We have demonized the gun, and it's going to make a difference. We've demonized an age group, and that's going to make a difference. We haven't done anything to actually approach the problem, though. See, with this postmaster, with DeJoy, fire him. Put, you know, put Buttigieg in charge of that, too. I'm sure it'll be run as well as whatever he's in charge of, because I can't even tell what he's in charge of. He's always out there taking time off for paternity leave or something. Never seen a government official like that cat. He is a absolute waste of space. Absolute waste of space. But I digress. They could solve the problem. They could solve their problem. They perceived it, but they're not going to, because then they can't raise no money. Or at least that's their thought process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Historically, opposing political parties have fought very hard against each other during elections before coming together in the end to unite the country around the winner. And everybody knows that there's always been differences in policy positions that have always existed. And the belief that one or the other party had evil intentions was largely unheard of. It was assumed that everyone loved their country, the republic that was founded in 1776, and truly wanted what was best for it and all of its people, regardless of political difference. And as Eric Carmen would say in All By Myself, those days are gone. Newton's third law states that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. And from crime to inflation to uncontrolled immigration to everything in between, we are falling apart. Nothing is going right. So much so that it's hard not to imagine it isn't purposeful, especially considering that key policy changes could at least begin to get things on the right track. Instead of embracing clear, simple solutions, or simply reversing the current disastrous course, our overlords keep stubbornly clinging to the policies that are obviously leading to financial and societal ruin. What's going on today here is unprecedented in the more than two centuries of our history. A controlled demolition managed by hostile forces you clearly intend to replace our once great country with a socialist slash communist hellscape of their own making. And like it or not, that's the only logical conclusion that some people are going to come up with. That's what I come up with. They know, however, that in order to initiate the Great Reset they so desire, and force a majority of us to at least tolerate it, they have to destroy the current order and bring the population to its knees begging for relief. And while they would never admit what they're doing, at least right now, their actions speak louder than any words they could possibly come up with. From random people getting cold-cocked in the streets in broad daylight to gangs of mass thugs taking unlimited five-finger discounts in mass at retail outlets, crime in American cities is unlike anything that we have seen in decades. And yet, progressive leftist district attorneys across the country still reward lawlessness with leniency. They refuse to punish and prevent the very activity that will ultimately lead to those cities becoming empty shells of their former glory. And it's, you know, it's almost like they want this to happen. Then there's the homelessness. You don't have to walk far in any of America's major cities to see that homelessness has become a huge issue. Sadly, the problem goes far beyond the stretch and the visual blight of once beautiful streets trashed with tents, grocery carts, and trash, to robberies and violent crimes committed by mentally ill people who should never be free to roam those streets in the first place. And while it's definitely a problem in most major cities, it's exponentially worse in places run by left-wing Democrats like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and even Austin, Texas. Purposeful leftist policies exacerbate the problem, and instead of even ever coming close to solving it, which has obviously been a plan all along. Inflation. Well, you know, both parties claim to care about lower and middle class people, yet they consistently follow policies like decades of uncontrolled spending that intensify the cruelest tax possible that only hurts these people, inflation. Yes, Democrats are worse than Republicans in this area, but not by a lot. This is something that needs to be addressed. High fuel prices. Well, the Democrats, that's theirs. This is their baby. Democrats bear nearly all the blame here, and it's not even close. What Biden and company think? What do they think would happen when they closed the Keystone XL pipeline, when they restricted drilling, and put a ridiculous embargo on Russian oil? These people may be evil, but they're not stupid. They knew exactly what would happen, and they're more than pleased with their work. Then there's the supply chain disruptions. Now, supply chain disruptions aren't entirely the fault of any political party, even the Democrats. But they were foreseen, and they could have been addressed and alleviated by even a small portion of the bloated infrastructure bill they passed in 2021. And instead, everything became infrastructure except for, you know, actual infrastructure. Then there's the absolutely unmitigated, uncontrolled immigration. There's no doubt that what they're doing is a means to an end, regardless of how much they call us nasty names for discussing it. The Democrats set policies in place to encourage it because they think they'll reap electoral rewards later, which is a very short-sighted position to take. Establishment Republicans, even the ones who don't overtly agree, still refuse to fight back in any meaningful way because their big business donors love cheap labor. Either way, it's working. And Americans of all races get the shaft on that one. Air travel. Well, have you been to an airport lately? If you're one of the lucky ones, you didn't spend hours or even days longer than you originally planned. And the useless mask mandate, that's gone, making flying just a bit more tolerable. But vaccine mandates and mask mandates for unvaccinated workers, especially air traffic controllers, have wreaked havoc on air travel, which still causes massive delays and cancellations and making things more dangerous than they have to be. Then there's the whole COVID fear thing, which is still a thing. Given recent death counts and the fact that most Americans are more than ready to just get back to normal, there's only so much of this they can continue to stroke. But they're trying, using the same playbook they've used for the past 2 years. And then there's the anarcho-tyranny. What's the meaning of all this? What does the kind of society these ghouls want to create look like? And for a quick answer, take a look at what's happened to so many January 6 protesters for simply walking into the Capitol building versus what's happened to rioters who burned and looted buildings and took over the streets of major cities for months on end in 2020. Then look up the definition of anarcho-tyranny. And this is their plan. And it has been their plan all along. Violent criminals run wild while ordinary Americans get preyed upon by their government and its badged and badgeless minions. And so far, it's all going to according to plan, without a doubt. Now, it's worse in the major cities. New York, Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, L.A., Minneapolis. Criminals are being allowed to run free among law-abiding citizens in Democrat-run cities throughout the country. You got Soros-backed DAs in place. They are promoted precisely to do what they're doing, foment crime and chaos. And let the homicidal drug addled amongst our increasingly violent population run free to do what they do. During the summer of love of 2020, the media did not investigate the obvious possibility that the rioters were recruited and paid to do what they do. And you ask any one of them why they're rioting, you'll get a blank look. Probably doing it for a paycheck, not any principle or ideology. But that's what anarcho-tyranny is. It's what it always has been. I can come up with no other answer other than this is all purpose built, and it's going according to plan in some places. In some places, there's pushback. Hopefully, things change very soon for us. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.